It's Shots Radio with Tommy Anderson, where we're now having our weekly Order Shot Town update, and joining me is Shots boss Andy Scott.
Well, Andy, it's been an excellent few days, to say the least. Let's reflect on last Friday. 3-2 win at home to Salisbury. What are your thoughts on the team's performance?
Yeah, it seems years ago now. That was, it's sort of lived a lifetime since then. But you know, obviously, going into the game, home game, it was a massive result for us. You know, went 2-0 up and we were very, very comfortable and conceded two really sloppy goals to get them back into it. But credit to the players, responded really well. Second half, got an early goal and didn't really look like we were going to get hurt after that. And obviously that built us up massively. You know, big 3 points. We were on a really good run, and you know, with the big game at Woking coming up on Monday, it was vital that we got them on the board.
Salisbury's two goals come from set pieces. Now, in recent weeks, you'd worked on your set piece. That comes a little bit of a surprise, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to hold your hands up that, you know, they're bigger and stronger than us. You know, we haven't got too many dominant headers of the ball. We changed it. After Salisbury, we looked at it and we had to change the way we were doing it. You know, some teams it works against, some teams it doesn't. In fairness, their delivery was very good and they attacked the ball. We should have done better, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, that was a disappointing part about it. We gave away some fouls in the first place. So when you know a team's strong in the air and that's all they've got, really, their only threat is that, then, you know, you've got to stop giving silly free kicks away. And you know, we didn't manage to do that, and we kept on doing that up to half time. Second half was a lot better.
Another two goals for Brett Williams on Friday. Now, you've worked with Brett Williams before. What do you put this excellent scoring run down to?
He's getting chances. You know, he's a good, very good finisher. He's instinctive. You know, sometimes he makes real basic errors and doesn't do the simple thing. But if we get the ball to him in the right areas and the players put, you know, give him chances, he scores goals. And that's shown this year. His goals have been invaluable for us. But it's credit to the players. They give him the opportunities to score.
Now, on Monday, it was a big derby of Woking, a fantastic 2-1 win that secured safety. What a great day that was.
Yeah, it was. It was exhausting, emotional, you know, exhilarating, everything at once. And, you know, to have 1,500 supporters go to Woking and support us was immense. And we put on a really strong performance under pressure after the performance on Friday. You know, we knew it was going to be tough. Woking are a good side and had been on a good run. And to get pegged back after going a goal ahead, and then Mulsey winning it with you know, 6-7 minutes left was fantastic. And the scenes afterwards was incredible. You know, and to pull out two results over like that over the Easter weekend, you know, given our away form, you know, before Christmas, before the new year, our away form since then has been excellent, and we've performed very well and picked up some good points. But the last, you know, 4 or 5 weeks have been outstanding. The results we've had, I think, after the last six games, we've won four, drawn one, and lost one. That's the key to the survival, is that we've picked those points up in vital places. But to do it, what we did at Woking in front of our crowd was very, very special.
You mentioned the celebrations with the fans at the end, then that's what it means to the players and everyone at Aldershot Town Football Club.
Yeah, we've had our doubters. You know, we've had our plaudits, but we've had our doubters at times. It's been up and down, and you know, that was going to be the case. But everyone stuck together, and the team and the staff, the squad as a group, have really stuck together. And when we needed the fans, they were there for us, and they've been there for us every game. And to celebrate with them, because it's part of their achievement as much as anything else, is very, very important. And you know, to do it in that situation, at that place, was fantastic.
Have you used the unwanted experience of relegation last year to make you stronger this year?
No, not really. No, we didn't want to have that cloud hanging over us and that, you know, noose around your neck, because we didn't have many players who were involved that last year, and it wasn't something that needed to be brought up, because we knew we were a decent side. We had times when we lost players through injury or suspension that really cost us, because we didn't have the biggest of squads. But when we've got our best team playing and our strongest players on the pitch, and everyone's firing all cylinders, we can beat anyone, and we've shown that. We've gone to Luton and done very well. We've got a point at Grimsby, we've beaten Alfreton away. The top sides that we didn't pick points up against in the beginning of the season, we did do towards the end, and that was key. You know, and it's important that mentally we were focused and strong enough, and we showed that with the points that we picked up.
Now, tomorrow's the last game at home to Hereford. You know, it's a decent crowd expected here, and Hereford's recent troubles, but I suppose you'll be looking into that game as a finishing the season on a high and looking to get another 3 points.
Absolutely. We want to win games. We want to keep the run going. We want to finish on a high. We want to show our fans how much we appreciate their support, and they obviously want to see another winning performance as well. and we've got a really good record at home, and we don't want to spoil that. You know, it's going to be a big crowd, and we want people to have a party, but we can only contribute to that if we perform well and score goals and win the game, and that's what we'll be doing. It's going to be very, very tough because Hereford are obviously fighting for their lives, and they need to win the game, so they're going to come at us, you know, have to win it. But, you know, we've got to stand up and be counted and be strong. You know, hopefully use the situation to our benefit and use the crowd to get behind us and go and play with a bit of freedom and express ourselves.
Of course, managers normally prepare next season's plans early. Have you already made plans for next season?
Yeah, it's ongoing all the time. You know, even before we were, you know, last Monday we were planning for different scenarios. You know, it's a case of working hard to make sure that we got a squad for pre-season, let alone the beginning of the season. That's going to be the discussions with the board are ongoing, all trying to find different ways of getting some more money together and helping out to make sure we got the strongest squad possible, and that's going to be key for what we want to do. It's important that we have a stronger squad from the start and start off well and get ourselves in a decent position, and certainly we're not going to be able to challenge the teams at the top in terms of finances, but we've shown this year that when we get a good group of players together and the team spirit's there and the quality that we've got and we work hard, then anything can happen, and that's what we'll be going into the season, you know, without the weight of the minus 10 around our necks, but we can go and, you know, go and play and start from the start with a squad that's worked hard through pre-season. That's what we want to do.
Well, Andy, thanks for joining me, and good luck tomorrow.
Cheers, thank you.